Hi, and welcome back to Battle Plan. Can Scripture reverse evil actions? Exodus 10, 18 and 19 says, Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to God. God reversed the wind. A powerful west wind took the locusts and dunked them into the Red Sea. There wasn't a single locust left in the whole country of Egypt. So, God reversed the wind in this passage, and I find that interesting. I guess he can reverse anything if he wanted to, right? Once I was in a small town near West Monroe, Louisiana, and a lady came up and told me she had staked her home with our Bible verses on tent stakes, and she said we were in the process of re-roofing our house when I staked it, and there was a ladder we were using. We were doing the work ourselves. There was a ladder we were using to get up on the roof from the backyard. And the night after we staked that house, the very day we staked it, that night, that ladder was stolen. And I thought, well, that's strange. We just prayed about God's protection, and this ladder got stolen, and it was expensive. We'd bought it to work on the roof. And she said, the next day, they brought it back. God pricked their hearts, or he made them feel guilty, or he appealed to their conscience, or maybe they just got scared they'd get caught, but it was reversed. I find that very interesting. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to have faith that God can reverse whatever you need reversed in your life, because he can do it. He isn't our Santa in the sky. But he literally can reverse anything, just as he can bring you back to life after you die. He can reverse that if you're a Christian. You might pray like this. Lord, you know that I would like to see blank reversed. You fill in the blank. If it fits with your plans, I ask you to make that reversal happen. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.